Yeah.
I am the bat wing.
And now we have one fellow from Vancouver, right? From Canada. We have one fellow here from Canada. Yeah. That's a long way up. I used to live up in that cold country myself. And now it's just cold to the time of the year. But we're very happy that way. Discovered a lot in musical therapy, and I know a lot of this you can apply to yourself and work with. Going back to the meditation, applying the simple techniques of Soham, and trying to keep the colors inside from red right back to white. And you can unlock a great deal of inattention. These techniques are to help you to give yourself the usual vision of practice. And what Swamini is telling you about the different things that make you feel how you can apply the benefits. Is vibrating at this level of fact, and therefore it is always invaded by the different sounds of pain. Now, you can salute yourself against that. It's wise to close the eyes whenever you can. Try to repeat the holy name. Feel the tension that goes. Now this is a form of uniting the body and the mind. The repetition is without moving your tongue, therefore it has to do with the mind. That's where the unification begins. Try the scripture that won't take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Meaning don't use it to the spoken voice, because that will only add to the deeper level of the brain. And the waves would go out and bounce back. There wouldn't be any physical change. But what is actually occurring inside when you repeat the name essence? This is the brain, and around you, you have waves. They are constantly bombarding you. And when they hit the body, they bounce off. So it puts the body in a state of stress. This is what they call the life stress reaction on the constant bombardment of the living coming in and hitting you and bouncing out. If you were to repeat anything audibly, you would automatically start sending out into the outside environment from your side. You would be added to the spark level. And therefore, the beta waves will start multiplying around you. Conversation with that stimulation. We have a stimulation of some waves. And then the stress will come in. More. Your will acts like a magnet to attract it. And that's why it's existing as a thing. It's like pouring more water into a cup. And all that happens is it will flow over. That means you add more concentration of five waves around you to yourself. Now, to break the pattern, to immunize yourself against stress, so mentally repeat the thought moving the tongue. And this is what happens when you mentally repeat the thought moving the tongue. You build up internally a spiral force. That's the other word, spirit. Spiral. Spirit. Right. Spiral force is built up inside of you, like a spring. You kind of call it a spring now. As you mentally repeat over and over inside, it's also moving the sound. This vibratory force builds up. And then this auto wave begins to crack. Eventually the auto wave starts to take on the same perspective like the inner wave. As you keep it on, it starts to get more and more. That's how come the vibratory waves of masters are so strong. For people who meditate, their vibratory wave is strong. So they begin to affect the environment in which we're living. The whole nature starts to touch everything. Plant life, animal life, soil life, starts to be affected. So we have now what is called crystallization. Now, you can take a song and crystallize it in three levels to break the atmospheric or the environmental wave. Doing that is what we call kirtan or chanting. That's where the yogi would sing a certain time of the day, certain chant, and a certain type of chant at night, a certain type of chant in the middle of the day, a certain type of chant in the evening. These were called ragas and ragini. The raga was the male, the ragini was the female. It means reactive. The tones were used at morning and the passive tones were used at night. The raginis were used at night and the ragas were used in the morning. The malkunst raga is one of them that is always used to invoke this particular quality. Now if you use om, you can start this whole room changing its tonality. Because om is set up in various parts of the body too. You have om going straight up from the coccyx right up to the head. You have om on the right side of the heart. And om is on the left side of the heart. On this side you have om, and on this side you have om. But you have different parts of om broken up also in this side. se non faccio punto, una condizione. Non si parla, grazie a cosa. So, you do vibrate. All three of all nature when you chant Om, that that Om has come to be the most universal sound because of the generating mode that is going on. And implementing yourself is by repetition. It's not the word itself. The word then given by some spiritual master is a word that has been used by him or handed to him by some other individual who used the word, who was handed to him by some other individual who used the word, and all the way down. But you'll find that word only has five individuals that handed down. After the sixth person is changed, the word itself was changed after the sixth person. It got included, that's called potency. Potency is only up to five, representing the five elements. Once the five elements are being brought into balance by a spiritual individual in a five percent line, a spiritual group, then they have to change the tone. They don't have any more reaction, the tones are all stabilized. So, earth, water, fire, air, ether, these five forces are stabilized by a certain note, a certain word, and a successive line of five masters, or special teachers. In each lineage, you'll always find five. You'll always find five, and you'll give a particular mantra or sound or intonation to pull the consciousness out of the other levels. Back to the center. We pull the level of consciousness back here. Instead of pulling it that way, we pull it back this way. And it has to pass through these five elementary forces. So the first group or spiritual master who comes and says, hey, use Coca-Cola. We start off with Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola. We will live his whole life to the point where the word began here, Coca-Cola, but in the soul itself, all the way till he reaches this point, where he is Coca-Cola himself. He and the world have become the seed itself. The very presence of the man, food is of Coca-Cola. The very touch of anything gives a flavor of Coca-Cola. He has become the sound itself by the intonation. Now, he will radiate this out into every form of life. Then, when his disciple comes along and wants to follow the path back to the inner source, he says, okay, here, now repeat Coca-Cola mentally. Now, it will work for this man. How? Because the first one pulls himself here. His vibratory nature is impregnated in that close by movement. So he will give him it, and that next person will intone it to bring himself right up to that point where his body mechanism will start being a same relationship. Then the third one will come along and he will get the same thing. Then the fourth one will come along and he will get the same thing. And the fifth one will come along and that's the end. Because all five elements are now satisfied and related to the atmosphere to the one word. Then the fifth one will have to, if he's going to pass it on before he dies, he will turn out to the sixth person. Now you make up your own word. You pick a word from the data level, from the sonic level, and work your way to supersonic, back into ultrasonic. Supersonic, this is ultrasonic, and this is sonic. You tell the student now, work your way back in. Find your own word, use Mercedes-Benz, or Volkswagen, or Cadillac, but pick any one you want. You got millions of them all around you at digital levels. Work your way back into ultrasonic level, and be identified because God is the word. In the beginning was the word, in the ultrasonic level, this is the reality. The word was God, and the word was God. You and the thing become one. You exude it all the time. The word is made flesh and dwelt in man. You can make this an actual reality in yourself. This is the principle of the other life tree. Working your way back into that system. It pulls your mind all back together as one. So, basically, as you realize it, you are actually immunizing yourself by the mental repetition. Now Yogananda showed us how to spiritualize yourself in his own cosmic chant. You first sing the song audibly on the five levels. And then you sing it on a whisper level, but you keep it on it. Then you chant it mentally without moving the sound and the ultrasonic level. Then you chant it to the light. Then whoever picks up that chant or hear you intoning it or starting it, it starts to carry a vibration right through the mechanism. It opens up to the portal fingers. So you have to take something and work it, but it has to have a certain amount of numbers to make it spiritualized. It spiritualized, every sound in the universe is spiritualized at 35. Everything is set to 35, because it has to be an octave when you add it across. Now, you have 16 physical elements to make up your physical body. You have 19 elements to make up your electrical body. 19 and 16 is 35, which makes up your idea body. 35 and 35 is 70. As it is in heaven, so it is on earth. And then you have polarity, which is 2. You have the 72 names of God, called the Shemampere. When you read a book called the Shemampere, or the 72 names of God, you come across the same thing. As it is in heaven, so it is on earth. Now we have 52 letters in the Sanskrit, and so we did come back to 7 when we had them across. Then the Sanskrit alphabet is imprinted in the chakras, and there are 2 that is in the road, which is above the water. So we have actually 54. 5 and 4 is 9, 7 and 2 is 9. We can't go outside of the law. Even Hebrew or in Sanskrit, we come back to the same thing. The law of polarity is set up, and the same bond is set up. All the cell was set up, and in the road is also set up. There are 2 actual engrams in there. So we know then that the way the Creator has made everything, it will not change. We can stray away from the creative force by leaving ultrasonic, going to supersonic, and the sonic levels, and then get all the light touching in the sonic levels. When you move back from sonic levels, super, into ultra, then these rays all begin to polarize themselves. You have to go in. Immunizing yourself against what you call entities are only, you call it ideas. Out of polarity. This bombard is the event outside here and make you feel that you're being attacked. It's a very rare situation in a society like ours. You're going to run across somebody that is actually occupied or possessed by some force of a different nature. We don't live in a type of environment that permits that type of condition. We don't even have the divisions of what we call speaking exoplanets. So when you hear of these things called exorcism, you know it's just another propaganda going on. A very rare case that you'll find in our society. You'll find it mostly in primitive society where the ideation has been trained to accept things on a spirit level. That everything is got a spirit identity. And that if you don't treat it right, it will attack you. And therefore you automatically, in a primitive society, have set up the condition of obsession or possession. There is no such thing. We can generate these sounds, we can hear these sounds, we know these sounds from past association, and our mind from the subjective level will feed upon it all the time to bring it to impact on this level, on the sonic level to the supersonic level. And the supersonic level will pick it up and begin it and feed it till it becomes an obsession or a hallucination. And then on the sonic level will come in, where you're actually ingrained by visualizing it. You begin to see it all around you from the ultrasonic level. You will automatically produces itself. So, therefore, you begin to have a result, internal projections of yourself. Now, the psychiatrist can do nothing, and the priest, he's going through the motions of trying to drag it out, and end up only recognizing its existence as within himself. Now, in the case of the man who is possessed by seven devils, Jesus never drove out the devils. There is no mention that Jesus drove them out. All that is mentioned that the man was upset, and the man said, "We know who you are." Simply that is, these ideations are full possession of their true meaning, knows fully that within the Master Jesus, the holy vibration is already synchronized, and that he's living on an artificial level. So, they said, "We know who you are, let us go." Now, he couldn't stretch out his hand or correct or exercise or speak or anything. All he did, he looked at them, depart in peace. Also, Sonic is speaking to Sonic. And where does the Sonic go and break itself up back into Sonic field? It has to disperse in Sonic field. So, leaving the man was what we call recycling, or letting go of the tension in the body for the first time. These ideations of the primitive life and the nomadic life impinging upon him, hanging around in there. Cemetery and being told that he's going to be upset, so Aunt Mary, Uncle Joe, and Harry always hang on to him by day. If Aunt Joe or Uncle Mary hang on to him, it's funny. But knowing these ideations and trying to relate, he merely said, "Depart in peace." That means, let the mind let go for the first time from a sense of authority. He would accept some individual in authority saying that, when the mind releases, otherwise it's still blocked and without the whole arm. And it is said that the ideation left him and went into the pigs, and they committed suicide. They didn't go into another human being, proving that the feedback is that the animal life plan is not in the animal life stream for the animal life stream to realize it. When the animal life thing decided to be embedded into the human form, it was the human form to realize it. So the human form realized that when it spoke to another human being, "You know who you are," this is a direct relationship of feedback. This is a correct balancing between the two forces. Therefore, the excess energy that is generated, these ideas passing that is generated, these negative feelings that is generated, had to filter themselves out into another physical form and goes into the animal kingdom to release itself. Yukteswar used to say that biting insects, stinging insects, all the things that are poisonous and venomous are the precipitated negative thoughts of human beings. So if that is a reality, imagine what the precipitated thoughts of feedback into the pig, suicidal. What was the man's whole purpose of hanging around in a cemetery? Wasn't that a form of evasion of society? It was suicidal tendency that made him hang around sometimes. You can see the relationship of what he was doing to himself, submerging himself in that type of environment. But eventually, when he did let go the energy pattern and accepted the reality of the spiritual nature of the man Jesus, and the man Jesus merely setting the polarity of saying go, this energy had to release itself back into the animal kingdom where it was defeated, and suicide would be the most normal release, because he was suicidal in his nature to society. Therefore, the release of the energy was back to the animals would be suicidal. So if the man was negative and Jesus is positive negative, and he recognizes this polarity of Jesus, and Jesus is saying, "Depart in peace," the energy will have to go out to some other form and lock itself in. It disappears itself. Therefore, it would either have to explode or have to go through some form of depth to release it back into its primordial energy effort. So, since he in himself primordially, instinctively was killing himself by disassociation from his own kind and by living in a cemetery as a means of relating to his own personality, he was in essence dead to society. He had literally committed a form of suicide to society. Then, by virtue of re-evaluation and confrontation with the spirit in the man Jesus, now this energy had to go back by feedback. This had to be recycled. So the image was broken. That's what the image therapy is. It's the breaking of that image. Having no other images before me or a graven image, thou shalt have no God before me or any graven image before me. That ideation of the pure spirit can't be anything but that. This energy now has to flow back into the animal kingdom, where it has to dissipate itself, and therefore normal behavior of the animal has to commit suicide. So if you are bombarded by thought patterns outside that are tending to break you down, and when you run in a corner for a hide or you evade society, you are automatically doing the same thing like the man who went to the cemetery to hide. You are, in a sense, committing a form of social suicide. So instead of running, start generating counter energy. Start immunizing yourself. Start giving yourself the spiritual vaccination from inside. Start cleaning up this inner consciousness, because once this energy starts moving from inside, you have a wave that is built. The discordant waves outside cannot combat it no more after it's built up. That's why we say, if you're in doubt as to what you're seeing in meditation, repeat your holy name over and over and over, and put your whole consciousness into it, because this wave has the power of breaking down any negative field. Now, if it's a genuine experience of some value, then it will stay and you'll have to prove itself. Because you have to test me, say the Lord. Test yourself, test me all the time. So, you know what to do, how to immunize yourself against the negative feedback of your own thinking. Let's spiritualize some sound. And as I say, Yogananda has done this for us, so we don't have to work too hard at it. We can enter into it and reap the results.
Where is that you're loving love?
There I am. loving me.
Where is there true love in me?
Where is there pure loving love?
Where is there pure loving love?
Where my soul longs to be.
Where my soul longs to be.
Where my soul longs to be.
Where my soul longs to be. In this world, I don't know one can love me.
This world, they do not know about me.
In this world, they do not know how to love me.
Where is there pure loving love?
Where is there pure loving love?
Where is there pure loving me?
Where is there pure loving me?
Where my soul longs to be.
Where my soul longs to be.
Where my soul longs to be.
Where my soul longs to be. In this world, mother, no one can love me.
In this world, they do not know how to love me.
In this world, they do not know how to love me.
Where is there true love in me?
Where is there true love in me?
Where is there pure love in love?
Where is there pure love in love?
Where my soul longs to be.
Where my soul longs to be.
Where my soul longs to be.
Where my soul longs to be. In this world, mother, no one can love me. In this world, they do not know how to love me.
Where is there pure loving love?
Where is there pure loving
love?
Where is there pure loving me?
Where my soul longs to be.
Where my soul longs to be. Only thou, the Savior of all time.
Only thou,
Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti.
Really listening, you can actually hear people walking on the street and dogs walking. That's what Walt Whitman meant, because I can hear the grass growing. we're listening very attentively to ourselves. We can actually hear the grass growing. We can actually hear the trees and the plants moving your sun inside while they're growing. We can hear the growing thing. Also, we can hear your muscles, touch inside. You can hear your organs moving inside because you're even conscious of what happens on these moves. You can hear the blood beat flow. See the sun waves, the ultrasonic waves travel through everything. Therefore, nothing is hidden to the ultrasonic level. Everything is on the move for the ultrasonic level. There is an opportunity to experiment on your own. Try to hear love. Anybody can describe the sound of love? Silence. Deep in your heart. That's right. That's the sound of love. Right in your own heart. Your own heartbeat. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. I will never forget you and never forget you. That's the sound of love. You can travel along with your heartbeat into infinite love. It becomes music after a while, which is a story. I did very simply that to say. That's how there is a machine that shows that the cell of the human body gives off music. So they know for sure, beyond all doubt, the human body is the most musical instrument there is. Every cell is giving off music. You see, the folk science have come along to tell us that how many of us are just not enjoying it. We live and die and we don't even know we got such beautiful music going on inside the body. All the music that you hear are a legendary composer that seems to thrill us and share us at such heights. Are all coming up to the cells in the body. When the brain of the composer slows down, that he can put these things into comprehensive awareness, he's taking the sounds out from inside his body. Moving composition. You'll hear a piece and then you can actually play it like it's done. It's coming up from the cells. Can anyone describe this? The music of silence. But I bet you, if I hum a particular sound, you recognize it part of the United States. How come you can associate with your friends?
Next one will be done on the show, guys.
What part of the world is that? Region? How did you recognize it?
Southern region.
Yeah. It was designed with that in mind. It took us back into the early times of Boston, I was having two brothers. Huh? No, that's that, yeah. Huh? I want to play them on. We've all lived through Egyptian times, and we've all been exposed to the pyramid studies, and even in Atlantean times. And some of those music are all designed. Bring it back into something. I don't have the copyright yet, that's why I can't copy it, but no one has the copyright. I wanted to make a record of it. There are only two people existing. The rest are all dead now. Between myself and the other person, I don't know how long it will take before I can have the copyright. But the person that's playing it, still alive, and he does not want it to publish. 20 years for spiritual meditation. The young one is to be printed in the American public. I'm 35 in the week.
How old is he?
But I'm hoping that we can work out something in the future that myself and him can get it put onto a record form. It can be used for meditation. See, there are some things still important. I have to wait for a while because such a thing. You see, Navaranda has taken listen to my heart song and modified it. He has made a record of it already. I don't want to modify anything in that direction. I'm hoping that works out that would make the record just the actual organ playing. Moments of inspiration and the consequence of faith. And to make each one of them, it captures the actual location of the world.
The room of vibration.
Thank you. rejoice in the Lord. Let them keep his turn from the angelic level to the physical level as he has given. As he has the spirit of compassion. The only tribulations and anxieties is the only mechanism that gives us saving the conflict, or an accumulative conflict, through its incarnation and accumulation. We have the anguish and we have the anguish. We find that there is no anguish and anguish, but we see that we can feel the anguish and not try to be the anguish. So there is balance. Eastern philosophy is to enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. You're always happy. Enjoy this period of physical sojourn. Imagine for one moment a person having an accident and died, and then walks down the astral realm looking for the physical body to get back in the world he's not dead. And for quite a long time he's in a state of anguish. Nobody knows he's in that state, nobody cares he's in that state. Only he knows that. All you know is there's a dead body in the ground and the body that you create is going to come to a partner. There's no way for him to say he's going to be happy. Because he's deprived of a physical space. And the desire is to shut up. He remains like that in the astral body. So his parents in the astral realm, when he's born into it, they try to educate him now and start educating him in the disciplines of living in the astral realm, learning the rules of how to live in the astral realm. Just as much as you learn the rules of living in the physical realm, you have to learn to live in the astral realm. Oh yeah.
It's an astral body.
But it's still a baby body. Not like a child over there. Yeah, it's a baby body in terms of, say, 100,000 light years. Or 60,000 light years or a million light years. talking about the astral body, the metaphysical body. So, we're talking about the astral body, the metaphysical body. So, we're dealing with energy, we're dealing with the kindness and the things. So, a baby in the astral realm, we only stick around a few galaxies now and then. As a child, you can't go across the road, the snow is not going to run, you run into a car and not be in the room. You can't go across the road and run through the solar system and run like that. You learn to be fast if you obey the rules up there. I got a friend, he didn't used to believe what I thought. But he had enough skill, so they didn't talk to him anymore. You know what? He found out that they were much more effective police system on the other side of the world. But you dare not make a mistake there. Law of karma works 100 times faster than the other. We even tell you from the interesting experience when you're permitted to talk about it. And you're telling us the holy. And you told us the holy thing. I don't want to hear people who talk of this. Because they don't know nothing of God. Because if you only knew what is on the other side, they could pray all day. Because you think of, you talk about karma and your sin, because you find out how fast the police system on the other side is. Because our police system is too slow. They catch you up quick. Because you do something wrong here, nobody's going to complain. Take a while before you do something. They do something wrong on the other side. In other words, you're telling the story because the exactitude of perfection is so specific on the other side, or it's strictly like it. Yes, and down here you see the first phantom now and then, and they'll talk to them. Oh, they don't do that, they're young bears. It's pulled up by your feet there. I'm going to read the other biography to you. Once you get this last year, I'm not going to tell you of the man what's going on the other side.
You never talked about the wheel of 84 in there.
Yeah, the wheel of 84 is there.
Hmm?
The wheel of 84 is only 84,000. This is 400 light forms. That's what it means. Light forms, you see, that's what they call the wheel of 84. This million 400,000 life forms, of which the man species is one of them. Therefore, reincarnation is an exact law of cause and effect, through which we pass through. And only by grace are we permitted to come back in mankind. Otherwise, we merit all the other forms by virtue of karma. We don't have a man form every time. It's not possible to have a man form in that time. It's the grace. It's the grace of having that comfortable person in each life form to put you on the path to let you stay within a form. Otherwise, you don't have a man form. The man form is a gift of grace by initiation from inside. So each incarnation, when you have the man form, that is grace, otherwise you would never be there in that time. So we go through all the other life forms to understand how this man form comes to be, and only by the grace and the initiation. situation earlier. You're speaking with this with another man. When you see man form to man form, we have the 8,400,000 other form to exchange. You don't reincarnate immediately when you go out, you don't reincarnate immediately after. There are many other lives in a particular sense, so you have to encounter these lifetimes. So, the point of the great is to give you back your lifetime now. And a spiritual contact with your feet, that you are drawn back to by love. So, and everyone here is a spiritual person in some life form, rest assured he is not that individual before in another past or non-sense. Just be left back. Otherwise, it wouldn't come there. God is always in the world in the form of man in each generation. Always giving the grace out to the world in terms of initiation and hooking you into the life front. You are always going to be drawn to it. You are the Christ Christ or Master Christ. But that does not say that you have a guarantee that you still have your own karma to give it up. And it's only the grace of this association that you need with non-formity. Non-form is not something you inherit or something you entitled to. The non-form is a gift of God by virtue of karma and grace and contact with the spirit in wisdom. So we don't have a non-form every time. Between one man form to the next man form, you have 8,400 life forms to pass you. And that can happen. The life form of a mouse is how long?
250 years.
The last incarnation to now might have been for 250 years. Multiply 250 years, 250 by 255 days. And then 365 days by 24 hours. And 24 hours by 100 of life forms that occupy that time span that you have to spend. That's what the 84 is. 8,400,000 life forms. Between one man form to the next man form, you will go through all this karma. Well, once you have three one time, by this time back. Because you call a person a three, and you set up thoughts of creativity. Whatever you set up in relation that not a human being, whatever you set up, that's the karma foundation, and you have a life form to match it. 2 hours, 4 hours, 15 hours, a day, 3 months, 4 months, you have life forms to match all the karma conditions. So the man form is not something that you earn. It's good. It's a gift from God, the man form. That's why you have to realize it's a precious gift and you cannot destroy it. The worst karma is suicide. Because you will be sent into the life of the street. That's your reward for committing suicide. You go into the street. Now, you know what happens to the street. of that, what do we do to you? But eventually we do what we
have.
We join ourselves so that the karma is resolved. They go back what is called the river of flow between physical and electrical without ever having physical. If you look at the sequoias, how long have they been around? Once, until that tree is destroyed or burned down, that's the life pattern. You can never come to the tree. That's how much it's taken the life. You find the life form. That's why you keep it taken too. And what you know, that's the deep. You have to bless everything. You have to accept everything. There's no killing. The worst killing is to accept. That's why it is. But if you are a disciple of a master or a teacher, there is great truth. Remember Jesus between Jesus and Jesus is God. So let's see it as. Yet Jesus was still with Philip. Jesus taught it, but Jesus still loved him with all that and absolved him. So he was in Jesus' heart when Jesus went up. In spite of the fact that he was the worst of the bunch. That's how much love is involved in the place he comes from. See, the Guru does not born, people just didn't born or come in contact with people. God is that person of craving. It's the karma of the disciples who determine how he comes in, who determines his birth, and determines his death. That's why we're here to get a state of details. You know from the disciples how much activity is involved in this type of relationship. Because it's a principle. Is involved with grace. That's why the scripture says we are our brother's keeper. The average individual cannot understand what the brother's keeper really is. The brother's keeper is only understood in the relationship between disciple and teacher. That's why you understand the real brother relationship of being a brother's keeper. Because there is a bond of love that exists for all infinity. And it's not lost, not broken. As we see in Yoga Nanda says, I come again and again, and I've been here many times, and I've been here back, even in the district. Even surrounding all these masters, he's coming. They cannot stop coming. And you can't stop coming either to bring somebody back. Once you have experienced the man form, you have experienced a patient to be your brother's teacher. That's how you have shown a person to your children. So are you your children? Because you have been brother's sister, cousin, and wife, one of everybody in previous life, they are not saying being a mother's five children. They may be specifically looking at this world, but they are your brother's keeper under specific environmental conditions. So, parents love each other, may they love their children and children, and they have to love everyone as brothers and sisters. Then they have to love the whole of humanity as God. the Father, loving our soul, love our loved ones, and we are loving the whole of humanity of God.
Well, that would be pretty difficult to say anything of the next three stars. The answer is yes, no, maybe. Called the worst karmic condition of the man form. Man is always related to the tree. The tree of life is a man, and the tree of death is the desecration of life. When the Creator made this universe, He set up all other forms down to man. Down to man, not up to man. All other forms down to man. In the scale of spiritual qualification, all other things began before man. Man is the last to be brought out. And the man body is a gift in which the Creator Himself puts His own essence in. With the power of comprehension and realization to be achieved, and set it in motion, setting all the laws of karmic justice, so that when man violates, he must go back into these levels to recognize the justice set up. So, the tree definitely is the karmic justice to shape that.
The
tree has a purpose to serve, and there comes a time when you will be resolving the karmic gift by using it as kindling.
What
the breaking of the form that releases it.
Our fourth fire.